When you want a paradigm shift, you have to get centered and focused. You can't be all over the place and have a paradigm shift in the kingdom of God. You got to get your faith focused. Amen. This level we're in now required a bit of training, but it's the same principle. You have to focus your faith in. You can't be in this today and over here tomorrow and over here the next day and all over the place. You have to get focused with God in your faith. I listened to Bill Winston this week. I like him a lot. He wrote that book, Kings and Priests, but he's on it. Praise God. But he said, your heart, he had this graphic. It was really interesting. It had the picture of the human heart, and in the heart was dirt. In the graphic, in the dirt, he said, your heart is the soil of heaven. Your heart is the soil of heaven. Say, my heart is the soil of heaven. He goes, what you put in it is what's going to come out. Good or bad. He goes, if you plant God in there, you're going to get a harvest. I said, come on, hallelujah. He said, you plant the world in there, you're going to get a harvest. But God is looking for us to get focused. The Holy Spirit will help you get focused. Some of you want to get focused the way we got through the door. I focused. The way I got under the rest, I focused. The way I got into the love of the Father, I focused in. Those are seasons of focus that produced an operation I can easily move into because I spent a season focused on it. So you're going to have to ask yourself, what do you want? Better yet, you better ask God, because he knows a little better. God ultimately wants to get you to the desires of your heart and the desires of his heart, which is the kingdom of God in the earth. Ultimately, he wants that. But along the way, we don't always know what we need, where we're at, what's most important, especially when you get a smorgasbord of revelations. Like, well, where do I begin? I get that question all the time. They'll go, where do I begin? I said, just jump in and start swimming. And the Holy Ghost, he'll navigate for you. When you get a lot of areas like this, you're going to let the Holy Spirit focus you in. Amen? Because if you're ever learning and not obtaining, then you're missing what God wants. He wants to focus you in on an area so you can obtain that part. It's like Rick Joyner's final quest. They would climb the mountain and they would drive their sword into the side of the mountain and they would tie themselves to the sword. And that's how they stayed in the high places, because it was so slick up there. And they didn't know how, it was so slippery that they drove their sword in, tied themselves to the sword, and that's how they stayed. But they secured their position in the mountain, and they went on and climbed higher and higher. Say, climb higher. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us. Amen? But ultimately, when it comes to birthing by faith, he's got to plant the heavens in you, and you're going to have to make a stand at one point in your life. If you're going to birth something from heaven, you're not going to be able to do a shimmy shoe today and a little shimmy shoe tomorrow and you're done. It didn't happen. You're going to have to drive a stake in and say, I will not leave this until it happens. I will not leave this place until I obtain it. You got to find out what's important to you. If it's the love of the Father, then you got to drive your sword and you got to drive your faith into those scriptures. Say, I will not leave these scriptures until this happens in my life. If you don't come to the place where you have this kind of tenacity and focus, then what's going to happen is you'll be all over the place and will ever learn but not obtain. Amen. And to obtain, you got to drive a stake in. Better yet, you got to drive the sword in. Say, drive the sword in. Well, the Holy Ghost, when he leads you, you have to have that capacity to settle. You have to have that capacity to get anchored. Say, anchored. Throw an anchor, and I don't care what kind of wind comes my way. I am not moving from this place until I obtain. Amen? And that's how you're going to win. Amen? You can't just begin something in the kingdom and then move to something else in the kingdom. That's why once you get focused, you want to be real careful of not listening to 1,000 voices when you get focused. Because everybody's got a job to do in the kingdom. When the Holy Ghost focuses you in on something, when he focuses you in, he hones you in, he wants to birth, you're going to have to hold that in your heart in your spirit, in faith, and you're not going to let it go until it manifests. Amen. You can't be running around everywhere, because what will happen is your spirit will get unplucked. It'll get unanchored. And you'll be over here running onto this and running into that and running to that. And what happens then, you've lost your focus. And then what you're doing is running around everywhere, but we're not obtaining. Amen. We're in a time we have to obtain. And to obtain, we have to get focused. Everyone say amen. Drive the anchor in. Once the Holy Ghost know, when you know that you're know, you know that he, you know, and you're knower of knowers that he's leading you. A lot of times it's not that first leadership. Somebody just keep bringing that past. You'll get distracted. He'll bring you back. He'll bring you back. Well, once you get brought back enough to know this is your will, I'm settling it. This is what you want from me. This is what you want me to obtain. You're going to have to obtain it by faith, and you're going to have to obtain it by focus. You're going to have to obtain it by the word of God. And you're going to have to go after it with all of your heart. I mean, put horse blinders on where you can't see nothing but forward. That's why the Bible said, if thine eye be single, single-mindedly focused, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye be evil, or if it's constantly moving in and out, moving in the world, your body's going to be filled with the wrong thing. You see what I mean? But you focus in. So once you know, you got to know. Until you know, you got to remember, when you're going to launch into something, a lot of times God will let you go through mountains and go around them a lot. So no, you go down this, I'm just going to go around another mountain here. I don't care what anybody says. Do not take the short way out. You're not going to get a short way out of the kingdom. At any time in the kingdom, you're going to have to win the battle of faith. Because if you don't win the battle of faith, the enemy will take it from you anyway. The only thing he cannot take from you is what's been won by faith. When he comes and beats upon your walls and you want an area by faith, he cannot take that from you unless you give it to him. Amen? You're going to have to anchor down. Say anchor. Anchor in. So when you get ready to take on a faith project, you better know you're in it to win it. You're in it for the long haul. I'm going to be in this. I'm not going to stop. I already know if I look to the right or left, I'm going to have to go around some mountain. I'm going to be right back here, because God wants to graduate. And to graduate us, we've got to win. David's graduation was Goliath. David defeated Goliath by faith. And when he defeated Goliath, even though he had to circle around under Saul, he had already graduated to be king that day. That's when he became king that day. He was anointed to be king, but to be king, you had to be and operate as a king. And he defeated Goliath that day, and he became king. Amen. Your faith is always going to get tested. It's going to go through a time. You're going to have to hold fast. Amen. Now, the glorious things of what he's teaching us now, before, when I had challenges of faith, I just did it with sheer confession, but now I'm doing it with great love. I'm doing it in more in the kingdom than I am in the earth, so it's a lot easier to do. That's why learning these arenas of the kingdom, your faith will work better. Hey, there's people's faith that they don't have to do any of this, and their faith works, but your faith will work much more fluid, much more easier when you're in the rest, when you're in the love of the Father. I don't even begin exercising faith on my project until the Father's love is present. Amen. Because when his love's present, it gives confidence and it gives security. And it fills my heart with a security I can't find anywhere, and a confidence he's going to do this. So what it does is drives out doubt and unbelief. Doesn't have room to take root. Amen. And the only thing that has a root is the word of God. And the faith of God dwelling in the heart. Amen. Glory to God. Everyone say focus. You're gonna have to learn this in your lifetime, or we're just gonna sit and listen and learn all our life but not obtain. If you're going to obtain by the kingdom, the greatest thing you'll ever do is win the battle of faith. When you take on a mountain and move it, you take on a mountain and you move. by God's, by the weaponry of God, and that mountain parts, and the hills are removed, and all there is graduation and glory, and the Spirit breaks out, and the favor breaks out, and the blessing breaks out, and the glory breaks out. And everyone said, why is God doing this for you? Because you learned how it works. Amen. The favor will come run and track you down. It'll calf rope you. This is Isaiah 51 verse 16. It said, I have put my words in your mouth. You're going to win a battle. The word of God will have to be in your mouth. I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. You're under. Look at that. You're under. You're in the secret place. That's being under the. That I may what? Plant the heavens. Say, plant the heavens. God overshadows you, then he plants the heavens. See, God overshadows the word of God in your mouth. And Mary, he overshadowed her. Holy Spirit overshadowed. Then he planted the heavens within her. He overshadows you. You get in the position of being overshadowed, and then he'll plant the heavens in you. Everyone say, plant the heavens. And when the heavens get planted, there's nothing else worth living for. Nothing worth living for. Everything else is dead. The only thing that's alive is the heavens that are dwelling. Glory to God forever. The glorious thing about how the kingdom works is you'll live it. It'll live inside you in a living state. It'll live and breathe on the inside of you a long time before it gets out here. But you can live in a state when he plants the heavens in you, when he plants it. You can ask him to do this. You know, the way them said, plant the heavens in me. Show me. God, I believe in the Spirit's going to begin assigning some faith projects. Listen, if I ask you, what is your faith project right now? I don't know. I don't know. What are you believing God for? And I'm not talking about, well, I'm talking what is dwelling in you. What are you contending for? The Bible says that we should, well, I don't know, we don't have to contend, it'll just happen. He said you earnestly contend, say earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered. We earnestly contend in the Spirit. We can contend in the rest. We can contend in the love of God. We don't have to contend in the world fighting. We can do all this under the shadow of his wings. See, he hides me under the shadow of his wings. He covers me in the shadow of his hand that he may plant the heavens in me. Father, put your hand on your heart. I am a garden of the Lord. I am the garden of the Lord. I am good ground. You're turning it over. Boy, there's light. There's light. Father, plant the heavens in me. Plant the heavens in me. Plant the heavens in me. Plant, Father. Plant. Overshadow me. Overshadow me. You know what happens? I told Anna, I said, when I'm in my faith, when I get into this realm of faith in the heart, now, I don't go straight to the heart because I wait for the love of the world. Well, we're still in that. Ooh, plant the heavens. Plant. I am the garden of the Lord. That's where you got to talk. I am good ground. Out of my innermost being flowed rivers of living waters. Rivers of increase. Rivers of divine multiplication. Rivers of power. Favor, rivers of glory, rivers of divine health, rivers. Father, I dedicate my garden to the kingdom of God. Plant the heavens. Every day I feel like the Spirit of the Lord, if you'll do this, bring your heart and say, plant the heavens. Plant the heavens. Say, plant the heavens. Plant the heavens in me. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. You got to get treasure up in there. The good treasure of your heart. Plant the treasures. We have this treasure in earthen vessel. Start speaking to yourself like, I got treasure up in me. I am a treasury of the kingdom of God. My heart is good ground. Because listen, if you don't tell yourself that and speak those words, the enemy will constantly tell you who you are. Oh, wretched sinner. You do one thing wrong, he'll remind you a week what you did. He'll remind you for a whole week what you did wrong. Why is he doing that? Because he wants to plug your heart up. He knows you're the birthing sinner. Guard the heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the rivers and issues of life. Guard it! Guard it! That's one thing God's been telling me. Guard the heart. Guard it. Enemy slick at what he does. You got to be real. You got to be diligent. Amen? Diligent. Say diligent. Discipline. Diligent. Focused. This is how you bring forth. How many of you want a paradigm shift in your life? How many of you want a paradigm shift in your generations? How many of you think if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing for the last 5 years, and in the next 5 years, it's going to be any different? Well, I'm going to get somebody to lay hands on me. Listen, they ain't going to get this by laying on the hands. Now, how many of you been this at least 20 years? Raise your hand. Been with God 20. Okay, so if we keep doing what we've been doing, do you think next year is going to be any different than this year? Well, God's just going to show up. Is next year on his timeline for you and not now? Now faith is. Now faith is. You got to get on God's timeline. Amen. That's miracles. If you're waiting for that, you're waiting for a miracle to happen. Golly, people who want to live by miracles. My goodness, you got to wait. You never know what's going to show up. You never know how long you got to wait. I don't want to live by miracles. I live by faith. Faith, I told Anna, I said, faith is about to shift us. Faith is going to shift us. I do it almost every day. If I just agree with what you're saying to me, I don't care what I feel like. I agree. I agree. I agree with your word. I agree. You planted the heavens in me. You get the love of the Father. Your faith will work. See, there's a faith that works by love, but you won't want to ever go back. He actually said you could have faith without love. Paul said you have faith to move mountains without love. I'm nothing. See, I found a faith that works by his love. It's far superior than the other kind of faith. It's far superior. In fact, I don't even exercise. Only faith I exercise is go up the mountain. Get to the love of the Father. Then we drop down in the heart. Then the meeting's on. Amen. Because when the Father plants the heavens in you, he dwells with you. And when he's dwelling with you, there's confidence. There is joy. There's liberty. There's security. There's assurance. You never, ever believe it's not going to happen when you're with him. There's never even a thought that it's not going to happen. It's the highest order of faith. And this is what the Jesus was trying to get us to. In the I wills of John 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm going to tell you something. Because I just rehearsed this to the Lord today. Of everything he said, he has done everything he said he was going to do thus far. What do you mean by that? He said, I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to you. Did he do that? He goes, when I send my Holy Spirit, he's going to teach you how to come to me. And I will receive you where I am. That has happened. And I will reveal my Father to you. I will glorify the Father. I will that you be with me where I am, that you may behold my glory. I will show you the Father. That's happened. That's been happening and continues to happen. It's a glorious. I said, Lord, you are just faithful. And he says, if you stand, pray, and believe, if you ask in my name, once I have revealed the Father, if you ask in my name, my Father will give it to you. There's a lot of wills in there. When you stand, pray, and believe, you receive and you shall have. My Father will give it to you. That has happened to me. The Father has given it to me. Well, how do you know? Because it dwells in me. It lives in me. It's more alive. It's just as alive as me talking to you. It's a realm I get into. It's just as real as this one. Sometimes I can't discern between the two. That one's so much better to be in. He said, I will, my Father will do it. I said, Lord, there's only one more will to let. I will do it. I will do it. That's what I did. I was like, Lord, it's your turn. It's your turn now, Lord. I've done my part. I got it. I won't let it go. I got it. I got it. They used to have a song, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it! I am fully persuaded in what you have promised you will do. Now you can't be talking like that until you got something. I am possessed with it. I said, Lord, you will do it. There's only one more will that we have here, and I'm graduating. I am graduating. Do you hear me? I am graduating. That's not empty faith statements. That is real stuff. I'm graduating my wilderness. Anybody want to come out of the wilderness? I'm coming out. 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 I've been in the wilderness long time in the wilderness, but I've shaken the wilderness off of me. You stay in the wilderness too long, you start thinking wilderness, talking wilderness, believing wilderness, wearing wilderness. You ever seen anybody wear their wilderness? They get bent over. Their face drops. They lose all their countenance. They lose their joy. They have no hope. No life. All they have is knowledge. Knowledge. Too much knowledge in a wilderness without life will breed the wrong things. You got to shake that wilderness off of you. I shake that wilderness off. I take it off. I will not wear the wilderness. I am not a wilderness man anymore. I am a promised land. I am an heir of the promised land. And God's got a mark for me. He has a land flowing with milk and honey for me. He's got a mountain for me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to possess it. Praise God. I'm going to possess it. Hallelujah. You feel that? Boy, you got to feel faith. You're going to break out. You have to break out of where you are. You have to get determined. You have to get determined. But listen, hunger alone is not enough. You're going to have skilled hunger. Did you hear what I'm saying? Skilled hunger. Hunger with skillful faith. You got to learn a few things about how to get out. The enemy will keep corralling your life. But the first thing is hunger. I am not going to live like this anymore. I'm not doing church like this anymore. My feet, my swords are already driven in. They're driven into rock. I'm not moving. I know exactly what's next. I know there's a birth coming. I'm not waiting for something to happen. It's already happened. It's already transferred into me. Now, you don't talk like that unless that's happened. You can drum up all kind of faith in the world, but until you get that and know, you'll get immovable. See, that's the kind of faith that's getting ready to give birth. That's calling plant the heavens. Father, plant the heavens. You got to get your promises conceived. Father, I bring my promises. Grant me conception by way of your dunamis creative power. Plant the heavens in me. That my promise conceives. When you get to the place where there's a conception, that promise will come live in you and dwell in you. It won't dwell in you with torment or pain. It'll dwell in you with life. It'll dwell in life. Amen. Everyone say, I will. See, every place you want to go, there's an I will for you. You will not leave me as an orphan. You will not leave me fatherless. You will come. You will, Holy Spirit, show me and teach me jurisdictional transfer. You'll teach me how to get over the veil. You'll teach me how to come through the veil. You'll teach me how to come. Jesus, you will receive me. I am accepted in you. You will show me the Father. You will. He's not a liar. Once you understand he cannot lie, once you embrace his way, each place he brings you, he's faithful. I'm like, if he's done all that, he's going to do the last one. I said, Lord, you will do it. I started singing a song. You will do it. You will perform your word. Glory to God. God's not intimidated by big stuff at all. God's big. He's big. Just go outside and look at the sky. If you don't think he's big, he's big. Amen. Plant the heavens. Plant the heavens. Plant your mountains in me, God. Plant the glory in me. Plant a living revival in me. The Capernaum inheritance. You know, I believe this city is going to see the Capernaum inheritance. I just believe that. You know what the Capernaum inheritance is? Raise your hand if you know what that is. That's when Jesus was rejected at Nazareth because of familiarity. See, when you birth, some people want to see you the way you were, not who you are. When you birth, you get turned into another man. Everything about you turns. Some people like it and some people don't. Some people are like, well, I ain't the other way. I'm like, but that ain't who I am anymore. That was the wilderness man. Hallelujah. Welcome to the promised land. Welcome to the promised land. People want to define you by who you were in Nazareth. They were trying to define him and said, that ain't who I am. I'm carrying my father now. They rejected him. The whole city rejected him, and he went to Capernaum. They set up headquarters in Peter's house. First day there, went in the synagogue, cast the devil out of that man, and had a revival at Peter's house. Had a revival that lasted into the night. All the sick, lame, maimed, and poor, first day they arrived, came to the house. He woke up at 3 or 4 in the morning and went to pray, and the disciples went and found him and said, Master, all men seek you. All men seek you. At 3 or 4 in the morning, you just brought something here ain't nobody ever seen. Everybody is awake at 3 o'clock in the morning looking for you. That's the first habit of Capernaum. And then he cast the devil out of that man. And then he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. You know who Jairus was? He was the head of religion, the chief of religion of Capernaum. He was the head of the synagogue of Capernaum. Jairus, his daughter, raised from the dead. He just testified to the whole religious system. This is what God the Father looks like. And then he went to the nobleman. First miracle he did, the nobleman of Capernaum. Say nobleman of Capernaum. Chief of politics. Boy, could we use God testifying in our political arena right now. All they want to do is argue. Back and forth. You're not going to fix anything by man, God coming in. Jesus, his son was at the point of death. Jesus said, go your way. He's healed. That he came home. He said, all your household will be saved. His son gets healed and the whole household believed. Now, if his whole household believed, don't you know, the next time he got up in the political theater of Capernaum, he started telling them about Jesus. Holy Ghost was starting to set the stage that a first world anointing has come to town. He launches out into the deep. That was in Capernaum. That was their number one industry, fishing industry. Gets in their boat, launches out in the deep, and gives them a 3.5-year catch. Nobody had ever seen anything like that. Fill both boats to the brim. And Peter fell down on the fish because he'd never seen anything like that. He fell on his knees with a boat full of fish and said, depart from me. The glory of God manifested on the high seas. Came in and said, now follow me. Your families are taken care of. Then the tax collector shows up. Matthew of Capernaum gets converted. Starts testifying to the IRS. And then Matthew's protege shows up. Does your master pay taxes? Jesus said, go fishing. Bring up a coin. Pay it for me and thee. Now that guy gets converted. The IRS gonna quit sending them to you. Praise God. They're all getting converted. Hallelujah. All that happened in Capernaum, the fishing industry, political industry. Then you had the chief of police, the centurion, his servant of Capernaum. He had 100 soldiers. Him and his whole household gets converted, and probably all his soldiers. In Capernaum, say Capernaum. All of that happened in that city. Testified by divine testimony. Police, IRS, politics, religion, financial industry, all of it. Glory to God. That's called the Capernaum inheritance. You know what you do? You can hold that right here. Because he says, the works that I do, you shall do also. I receive the Capernaum inheritance. Nazareth may not like me, but Capernaum is going to love me. Oh, Nazareth may not like me, but Capernaum is going to love me. Father, let the Capernaum inheritance conceive. Plant the Capernaum inheritance within me. Plant the heavens. Plant a first world glory into my heart. Plant it so that it may live. Plant the heavens. Plant the heavens. Plant the heavens. I think some of you need to walk around with your hand. Plant the heavens till I know that I have conceived. Father, plant the heavens until I know I've conceived. Father, grant me a conception. Take the chiefest desire of your heart and dare to believe God. You want to get religious? Take the desire of your heart. Plant the heavens. You put this desire here, it can't leave. Plant the heavens. Let this desire be more than desire. Let it conceive. Let it conceive like Sarah conceived. Let it conceive until I carry. Father, overshadow. I'll tell you, the most unusual thing happens when I'm in the realm of the heart now. And I'm dwelling in this faith project promise. The Holy Spirit will come hover over it. He'll come brood over it. And the Father's just filling the thing up with his love. And the Lord's just smiling. And the Holy Spirit, he comes and broods. And then the Father fills the whole thing up with love. It's the most amazing, amazing thing. It's the highlight of my day. There's no doubt about it. I live for it. I mean, by the time he manifests that thing, I've already dwelt there 1,000 times. Well, that's what happens when he plants the heavens. Plant the heavens. Plant. I say plant. Plant. Plant.